In 1980, I was assigned to RAF Bentwaters Woodbridge. It was a combination twin base complex. I was assigned as the deputy base commander. On the evening of the 29th of December, we were having the combat support group Christmas party. We just finished dinner when the police lieutenant on duty came in just white as a sheet and said, "I've got to talk to you and the base commander right now." And he said, "It's back." We looked at each other and looked at him and said, "What's back?" He said, "You know, the UFO, it's back."
3 days beforehand, there is a sighting witnessed by many security police.
We crossed Bentwaters, not the back gate, to the Woodbridge base. We proceeded on into the forest to the area where this supposed landing had taken place several nights earlier. There were three indentations in the forest, equal distance apart. So I had the disaster preparedness NCO start to take readings. While we were in the process of getting readings, which by the way came out much higher than background radiation, somebody noticed something in the forest, the light. The light was bright like the sun. It was glowing, but it had a dark center, and it appeared to have something dripping off it like molten metal. The light was about 15 or 20 degrees off to our left, almost directly in front of a farmer's field. As we approached the fence, the edge of the field, and were watching this object, it suddenly exploded. Now, there was never a sound the whole time. It burst suddenly into five white objects, and disappeared. And at that time, we noticed there were several objects in the sky, two to the north and one to the south. They were brightly lit, multicolored, and they were moving very rapidly together as though they were in formation. We watched them for several minutes, and they kept doing this. We turned and watched the object to the south, and suddenly it came toward us at very high speed. It stopped and sent down a beam, like a laser beam. It fell right at our feet and stayed on for several seconds, and just like a flashlight, it clicked off. Managed to get a bit of communication through to the command post and asked them to check with Eastern Radar, who had air defense for that sector. They came back and said no, they weren't painting anything on the screen, but they couldn't explain it, wouldn't say a whole lot more. I never saw anything as far as an alien being or anything could be considered human or humanoid or anything of that nature. Although I had a distinct feeling, in fact, I'm firmly convinced that the objects we saw were under some type of intelligent control.